Welcome back. 27 minutes past 11. Just before we go to our callers, Greg Swan's been good enough to join us, the Brisbane Lions CEO. Good day, Greg.
Hi, KB. How are you?
Good. And Brian Waldron is with us as well.
Hey, mate. How you going?
Good morning, Wally. How are you?
Good, mate. I was just talking to Kevin, and I thought we'd get someone who's in close to it and an expert, as we call you, having been at Carlton and Collingwood. We pick up the paper today, which is a nice free kick for you to see a photo of Luke Hodge on the back of the paper, which is something. Have you seen that yet?
Yes, I have.
And the front, yes. Which is fantastic for you and your sponsors. But I was talking about how clubs put a commercial value on the appearances with their sponsors on the back of Carlton getting four Friday night games and what a huge free kick it is. So just take us through how that works, because that still takes place, doesn't it?
Yeah, look, it does. Absolutely, it does. And you know, it comes through, you know, I saw with Cookie the other week talking about, you know, Gary Ablett with memberships and things like that. But even for us at the moment, with Luke coming on board, yeah, so we're announcing today Oaks is our new sponsor, so Oaks Hotels and Resorts. So, yeah, to get back in front page of the Herald Sun, it's increased membership. It's we have had a lot of additional sponsors, you know, not necessarily at their top level, but at the next level down. So, yeah, there is a significant value with when you get marquee players come to your football club.
And then you pick up the paper. Well, we get told, and it's obviously all over the paper today, that Carlton, despite their performance, have received four Friday night games. What type of value does a Friday night game deliver a potential sponsor compared to, say, a
Saturday night
or Sunday afternoon?
I think it's all about eyeballs, and those Friday night games, historically, you know, you're getting 1.2, 1.3 million people watching. So when you go at the end of the year to your sponsors and you tell them, look, here's how many people we've had watching, here's how many people have seen your logos or your branding or your messaging. It's significant. And, yeah, it's probably pretty... I suppose that's been one of the great debates as to how they did get four. Like, for us, it's one of our biggest challenges. We've only got one free-to-air game all year, and that's, funnily enough, Luke's game against Hawthorn in round nine. So that does make it difficult for us to go back to sponsors and say, look, here's been the exposure. But, you know, we have to be clever about what we do with other things. And so today, for example, you know, with Hodgie coming front and back page of the paper, again, that's a significant exposure, for certainly for Oaks and Vero as well. So, yeah, you just have to be a bit more clever about what you do.
He's paid for himself already.
Oh, look, he has. I mean, and with the membership, it's really been interesting. You know, we've had Hawthorn people saying, look, you know, we love Hodgie, we want to join up, and, you know, it might be at a lesser level than the full membership, but he's brought that to us. But certainly with, just the general buzz around the place and even, you know, just our profile, it helps enormously to have someone of his stature to, you know, come on board with the footy club.
Greg Swan has joined us, Brisbane Lions CEO. Greg, you haven't got any Friday night games. What sort of pitch do you make to the AFL to say, look, we're a side, we're down near the bottom, we know that, we've been going through tough times, but what sort of pitch do you make to them about giving you a Friday night game?
Yeah, look, it's a hard one, and it is all... That's probably the debatable one about Carlton, because normally they'll come back to you. And Channel 7 obviously have a lot of say in who plays, and obviously they want teams that are challenging for flags and things like that. And, look, you understand that as a bottom club, that's going to be difficult. And really, it comes about winning. I mean, for us, our back half of the year last year was really good. We're really young, and, you know, we play a great brand of footy. So hopefully when we start winning some more games this year, that next year we do get some more exposure on free-to-air TV. But ultimately, it does come back to the broadcasters and channels and the AFL about who plays on Friday nights. But it's normally performance-based. So there's a couple of surprises this year, but, you know, that's for someone else to talk about.
I agree with you, Greg, in terms of watching the Brisbane Lions, even though you haven't won a lot of games. But I do think Brisbane Lions try to score, try to play an attacking style of football, an entertaining style of football. And there's no doubt, I've spoken to Lewis Martin before, they like clubs on a Friday night that actually play an entertaining game that people will sit there and say, wow, this is a good game.
Yeah, and Chris, Fags has certainly implemented that from the start. I mean, we've got a young group and too, and so I think he's just let them play. Like, we're not heavily structured. We try and score. We try and take the game on, and that's the way we're going to play from, you know, here on in. And, you know, when you've got kids like, well, all the young blokes that we've got, Barry McCluggage, Chipwood, you know, McStay and Andrews, and, you know, they're all young guys that do play exciting brands of footy, you know, Witherden and Barry and all these kids. So, And we'll have the number one pick this year as well. So, you know, again, we'll have some more excitement coming into the place. So that's the way we want to go. And hopefully that does translate into more free-to-air TV.
So, Swanee, let's go back to Oaks, who've just signed, which is fantastic for you. Let's say you're able to walk into them and say, look, I know we've made this offer, but by the way, now we're going to be on Friday night four times this year.
Yeah, yeah.
What sort of increase in value, or is that too simplistic?
Well, it's a little bit simplistic, but look, it's worth more money. There's no doubt, yeah. And you know that's how it is. It's more so in the renewal. You know,
yeah.
you can say here's the equivalent of exposure we've given you, and it might be running into the $4 or $5 million. You know, and when you're not on free to air, it might only be $2 million. I mean, not that you don't necessarily get that uplift, but you certainly can ask for more money. And I think that's the challenge for us.
Now, your appearance in Melbourne just happens to coincide with the Spring Carnival, I see.
No, that's next week, Wal, in case you haven't worked it out.
Well, you'll be here the whole time, won't you?
No. We're down for today, as I said, yeah, which has been good. We've given Oates a good plug today. But, yeah, we do that as well. And then Luke and Fags are going to have a chat to the media, you know, about how all this has come about and, you know, Hodgie's looking forward to coming up and playing, and then I might pop down next week, but yeah. we'll see what happens.
Greg Swan has joined us, Brisbane Lions CEO. Greg, you said just a few minutes ago you got the number one pick. Do you know who you're taking?
Have
you made that decision as a club?
No, they haven't. No. The boys are still
doing some things. Come on, you know by now. I know you can't say.
There's a few in the mix, so...
Can I ask you this, Greg? Once you make a decision, do you help out the other clubs with second and third or fourth pick? Do you ring them up and say, listen, we're going to take, say, Cam Rayner as number one? Just keep it to yourself, but, you know, it gives you a chance to look out, you know, who you want to take at number two or number three. Do you do that sort of stuff to help other clubs so that they can make a decision a lot easier?
No.
No?
No, you don't do that.
What have you got, one and what?
We've got 1-15 and 18.
Oh, well, so...
What happens now is the AFL, obviously because it's such a big event, you know, they don't want it public knowledge of who we're taking. I mean,
I don't mean to be public, but...
No. I mean, I'm not too sure. The recruiters do talk to each other, and maybe they will. But look, we've got some meetings in the next couple of weeks where our recruiting staff, list management, everyone else, footy department will sit down and go through it all one more time and work out what we're going to do. But yeah, there's some great talent there. So whichever guy we choose, we hope can have a big impact for a long time for us.
So Greg, just on Josh Shackey, obviously he's left and gone to the Bulldogs. There's been some talk that maybe if you take kids from Victoria, you take country kids because they're used to not, you know, they're happy to leave home because generally they do leave home when they live in the country and, you know, the go-home factor may not be as great. Is that something you take on board now?
Oh, look, it's a small bit. I mean, at the end of the day for us, we just take the best player and then back ourselves in to keep them, you know. That's the thing. That theory may have been put around, but, you know, Josh was from Seymour and he came up and wanted to come and all that, and then, you know, just had some issues when he got here. So it doesn't necessarily equate to just because you're from, Country Victoria that you're going to stay. I mean, it's up to us, really, to provide an environment that, you know, they're getting better. It is a great place to live, Brisbane, and that they enjoy it. They enjoy their footy, and as I said, they keep getting better and better, and in the end, that'll make sure that they re-sign. So, look, we've got the majority of our kids have signed for, you know, multiple years, so we're pretty confident that, you know, what we've put in place can work, and, yeah, it doesn't matter where you come from. I mean, you know, you go back over the journey, like Simon Black was a city kid from WA and he stayed the whole journey, and Daniel Rich is the same. So it's about the individuals and it's about what we provide for them, and so there's no sort of one size fits all that you have to come from big country. I mean, Dan McStay's a city boy and he's recently re-signed, as Tom Cutler has. So, you know, I think it's a bit general for that to be a foolproof system that you just get kids from the country.
Hey, mate, I heard you say you got to do things a bit differently. I'd encourage everyone to have a look at the release that you did of your drawer, which I saw online, which is fascinating. I don't think you've seen it, Kevin, but where they had someone dressed in the jersey of the opposition and they sort of had a crack at a lot of clubs. But when they put up the image of the GWS, there was no one there because they said they couldn't find a GWS supporter. How did Dave Matthews take to that, mate?
Well, he hasn't rung yet, but he might. No, Look, it's one of those things that our digital team, they're very innovative and they take the mickey out of a few. And
I loved it.
I just let them go. No, it's good. I did get shown it. I thought, oh, that'll be interesting. A few mightn't be too happy, but yeah, it's a bit of fun. And
the Gold Coast supporter tearing up the Gary Ablett picture. And
yeah, well,
it's good. It's worth seeing. Where do you see, Greg?
How do we have a look at this?
On our Facebook and on all our digital platforms, BrisbaneLions.com.au.
Yeah, it's a beauty. So, yeah, well done.
A bit of fun. So it was mainly done for...
there you go. Free plug once again. We kept giving you blokes.
We'll tweet it out on Hungry for Sports so that all the fans can have a look at it.
Have you got a horse running?
I've got a small share in a horse that runs on Saturday, actually, yeah.
Which one?
Merchant Navy.
Merchant Navy.
That's a good horse.
What are we thinking? Is that the Coolmore?
It's in the Coolmore. It's a very hard race, but hopefully he goes okay.
You'll be sitting up the Chairman's Club watching?
No.
No.
I'll just be in with the punters. Hopefully the horse salutes.
Good luck.
One last piece of advice for you coming through, Greg, is it said, ask him, can you get 100 games out of Hodgie? And then we've got a father and son pick. Work on that.
Well, no, it is. He's got three boys and we've just got him into the local school and his house, he sorted out his house, so it's all good. And we've had all the local footy clubs sort of almost lobbying to get his boys to play for him. But, yeah, at this stage, 100 games might be a little bit optimistic, but we'll see how we go.
Greg, always great to catch up. Thanks for joining us today.